Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Todd and Tyler, trying to do better. Okay, that's a new slogan for the new year.
Trying
to do better.
Not accomplishing.
After all these years, trying to do better. You guys, I had a guy walk up to me the other day. I was out partying Saturday night. He's one of those kind of guys. Nice dude. He goes, I don't agree with a lot of things you guys say, but man, I love you guys. I said, so I don't want to dwell on that. I want to go, what do we say? I don't want to mend, but he was cool.
You offended his football team or something.
That might have been, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I didn't get into it, but he loved the show, and he mentioned a few things that we do on the show, and I said, oh, yeah, cool. Thanks for listening, man.
So you do listen.
You don't have to say that. I really don't care what
when
you
When I hear that, I'm inclined.
I want to know what it was.
I'm kind of curious, but then I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
Unless it's something stupid.
Yeah, because it may lead to an argument.
Oh, I don't go there.
And I don't want that.
No. In my private life, I don't argue hardly at all with anybody, you know, except for my. No, I really don't, actually. I try not to.
I'm giving an example.
I get enough of this crap.
Of how we're trying to be better.
Okay. Oh, really? Let's hear it.
I believe starting sometime last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's the month of Ramadan.
Yeah.
See?
Right there. You were better.
You can't do that to me, man.
Yeah, it goes through April 20th. So we're just at the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan.
You're a dick, man. You're such a dick.
You're just challenging him.
David writes us, because we were talking about sneaking booze into places.
Yeah, yeah. With flask and
catching up on the podcast yesterday, heard you all talking about sneaking alcohol into places. I own one of those Kane flasks. Kane holds 5 vials for liquor, and he includes pictures of the vials.
Yeah.
They look like they would be about an airplane bottle full of liquor. Easy for me to bring it because around without question. As you can see in the third picture, I have a prosthetic leg.
And he has it detached, too, right?
Perfect cover. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm looking into ways for that to be its own flask. So he hasn't perfected that yet.
Yeah, I would think you'd drill a hole in that thing, throw a couple bottles in there, you pull your leg off and start sucking off your own leg there, you know? Not your real leg, your prosthetic leg.
Why does that sound hot?
Well, not your real leg, puss, you know?
Well, it looked to me like there's a little cavity down inside the fake foot. You could probably stuff a couple of airline bottles or something down there.
I would think the leg itself probably has some room.
But here's the deal about...
I think that's a pretty tight fit.
The cane thing, he's still going to have to go somewhere where he can pull that out without... Yeah, he has to unscrew the cane to pull a vial out to drink it.
Yeah, well,
you can't do that in public.
You go to the bathroom.
Take a vial out.
Yeah.
Just go into the stall and unload your alcohol.
Yeah. That's what we always did anyway.
That was like the wedding reception I was at years ago where the hall, it was at some... You know, whatever American society hall,
right.
And they wouldn't allow alcohol in the building.
Right.
They would give you one bottle of champagne for the toast. So we had a whole box of champagne in the trunk of my car, and everybody took turns going out and switching out the champagne.
Who had a reception with no alcohol?
It's just some friends of ours.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, we worked around it.
Yeah.
And that was the venue's idea?
Yeah. It was the building's rule that they wouldn't allow alcohol.
They must not have been drinkers. Oh, your friends probably weren't drinkers.
Not really.
Okay. I wouldn't have a party at that place.
No. But I would have booze in a car for sure.
But that's me and one of the other groomsmen ended up stopping off at a liquor store on the way to the reception, full tuxedos, walking into a asshole liquor store and getting a case of champagne to put in the back of the car.
So you could still drink the champagne without them thinking you brought anything out.
It was only one bottle at a time. We just took the empty bottle out sneakily and brought in a new bottle.
And I was at a wedding.
You had the bottomless mimosa.
Exactly.
Going.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. That one bottle lasted a long time.
Now, are the prosthetic legs, are they solid? Or are they hollow on the inside?
Well, I think there's room for the stump to fit into the top there.
Right.
But I think that's a pretty tight fit because I don't think you don't want that wiggling around.
No.
Now maybe you go to the prosthetic place and say, can you make me a hollow one so I can fill it full of vodka?
They may worry about structural integrity.
And just put a little tap on the side of it. Yeah. So you can just lean down there and pour me a drink out of my leg. You know?
Although I don't think prosthetic legs are all that cheap.
No, they're not.
No.
But you could probably get a professional.
And insurance might not cover the one that you want to put vodka
in. Especially getting loaded. I mean, granted, once you learn to walk with those, I'm sure you're pretty good at it. But you don't want to be drunk walking around trying to walk on a prosthetic leg. It's tough to walk on real legs when you're hammered, you know?
Sometimes it is.
Right, yeah. Why'd you fall while I'm drunk?
Well, I would think
And also, if the legs start getting lighter because the alcohol starts going away, you know,
there would be a noticeable weight difference.
Exactly.
I would think it would be just as easy, you know, because if metal detectors are the problem, the prosthetic leg has got metal. You can easily explain away the metal detector going off because, well, the prosthetic leg has metal.
Yeah, I never saw anybody, you have to take those things off of them.
Wearing pants, why not just take the little airplane bottles and just tape them around the outside of the prosthetic leg? They're hidden. You're fine.
My sister will bring I love this. She does this once in a while. She drinks white wine, so she'll bring a water bottle, you know, old school Yeti. Everybody carries those around now with water.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You can walk into bars and restaurants with those things.
Yeah.
Because they think you're just bringing water. It's not. It's got wine in there. So in case you drink a couple $10, $12 glasses of wine, you switch up to your own wine, and nobody even questions you.
Nice.
You know? I say you're an alcoholic.
and when that guy calls you an alcoholic.
But that's pot kettle there. So if you listen, honey, I'm just kidding you, by the way. But I love that bit. She just walks in, and she's an athletic girl, too. So she walks in looking like she just, you know, came off the, you know, she doesn't look like she knows. It looks like she'd be carrying a water bottle.
Yeah. She's recovering from her workout.
Full of white wine.
That's more of a cheap ass thing.
Well, I wouldn't call it cheap ass because if you drink a bunch of wine, it's pretty expensive, you know. So
that's true. If you're going by the glass, even your bottom shelf glass of wine is probably $7-$8, isn't it?
Especially if you go to a restaurant poor place.
Oh yeah.
Then they just really bend you over, man, you know.
I mean, I don't drink wine.
Most average price restaurants I drink white wine all the time we go out to eat. And most average price restaurants, anywhere where the entrees are 15 to 30, the wine is still 10.
Oh, yeah.
And then 12 and 14 are on there. You know?
Are there places that will not sell you it by the bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
We still do that. We'll do that once in a while. My wife and I were both drinking white wine because it's a little cheaper, but it's still.
But a $12 bottle of wine in the store is going to cost you $30, $35 at the restaurant, at least.
It's probably not too much of a savings to just buy the bottle instead of if you're going to have three or four glasses.
It isn't having three or four glasses, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, I end up doing that, drinking three or four glasses. I think we could have bought a bottle of wine there, you know.
But you don't want to commit to the bottle at the beginning because that would look bad.
Yeah, especially if you're getting it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I've done it, getting sushi before. We go to this place, my wife would want to drink Prosecco, and I'm like, that's like champagne crap. And I'll get a bottle of wine and finish that off because I ain't driving, you know. And plus, I'm an alcoholic.
We'll take two bottles of wine, please.
One time, my favorite one, we had a we got a second bottle of wine, and you could take it home with a Ziploc bag if you want at the end.
Oh,
you
have stuff pouch.
Left. Yeah, the pouch. Mm-hmm. They fill it up. So they go, yeah, we only have one glass out of that. They zipped it back up. It sat there on the bar.
A bag of wine.
Well, it's
calling your name.
The bottle is inside the bag. You know, it's a bag. You could take it home. Right. They put it in a bag still, you know. A plastic bag, basically. They're made for that. You see these restaurants. And we sit there a while, and I reach up and open the bag, pull the bottle back out. Because I wasn't driving. I ended up finishing that one off.
You can have this back.
Take the bag back.
The first time I ever drank wine with my wife, it was out to dinner one night. We were out of town, Valentine's.
Right. People don't know wine is high in alcohol content.
People don't think
beer guys think, oh, I can do that. Nope.
Yeah.
Wine will put you down a hell of a lot quicker than beer, man.
And that's exactly what happened.
Happened to you? Yep.
We had two bottles of wine at dinner, and I'm thinking I probably accounted for 3/4 of that.
Yep.
And I was worthless that night.
You were a drunk puss.
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially if you're not a seasoned wino.
Yeah, right? Like that was the first time I'd ever drank wine in quantity like that, and I was hammered.
I've talked to tons of guys that just been beer guys their whole life and met a woman that likes wine. They start drinking it with her, and they don't understand why they're so wasted. I said, because you're not a seasoned wino.
Way different.
Got to be a seasoned wino.
It's way different.
Yeah. Takes a while to work up to it.
Yeah, it does.
The hangover was a bitch too.
Well, red wine will.
Yeah, really that's what it was. Up. It was a red wine hangover
wine
the next day.
Yeah, and, all right, don't do a lot of alcohol, kids. You know.
Yeah, like, don't drink a lot of wine, kids.
Don't drink wine, kids. Exactly.
Because you'll end up moving on to vodka.
Yeah.
After the wine phase.
That's right. You're a big wine guy for a long time.
I was. Yeah. You know, beer guy first, and then I evolved to wine, and now it's vodka.
Now you're just hollowing out your skis and putting vodka in there, right?
So I do not drink on the golf course. Okay. I do not drink when I'm skiing.
You used to drink on the golf course.
I mean, beer or two.
You're high as hell on the golf course, though. So what's the difference?
I didn't really know.
Okay.
I can see not drinking while you're skiing because
it's dangerous.
There's a risk of bodily injury when you're sober.
Yeah, don't do that when you're skiing, right?
But I bet there's a lot of people out there on the hill that are drunk, aren't there?
Oh, sure. More of them are enjoying a mild dose of mushrooms, I've noticed.
Oh. Which is real safe also.
Yeah.
Right. Loves the mushrooms.
Yeah.
Nothing like flying down the mountain, not being able to tell what's moving and what's not.
Yeah, but they're not tripping. You know, they're not tripping balls. They just took a little dose of it. And apparently, it just feels like you're floating. I talked to more than one guy on the chair.
Off a mountain.
Right off the cliff.
Yeah. Had a little dose of mushrooms.
Speaking of skiing, the Gwyneth Paltrow trial is hilarious because it's been described as the whitest trial ever, and I love that line. It's a retired chiropractor, and her ran into each other in 2016, and they're both arguing. Now, he wants $300,000, and she wants $1 back.
She hit him, right?
Well, that's the argument.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the argument. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who to believe. I really don't care. But I love how it's described as the whitest trial ever. First of all, she looks like a privileged white woman, which she is. Mm-hmm. And he's also a privileged old white guy.
Yeah, because they were on a ski hill.
And it was an expensive ski hill somewhere, I'm sure. And
I think it was Park City.
It was 2016.
Yeah. It was some resort in Utah.
Yeah, and he wants $300,000, which I thought was a weird number. I'm thinking, if you're really that bad shape, would you want more from a Hollywood celebrity? Yeah.
Quite honestly, when I saw it was only $300,000, I went, why didn't she just write that check and be done with it?
She must think she's right. And she's fighting it.
Right. But otherwise, she wouldn't fight it.
But even if she is right, dragging this out into the press would be worth just write the check and go away.
But then I don't. You're right. I agree with you. But she must.
It's obviously.
It's a principle thing.
A principle thing.
Right.
With her.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get dying on that hill when you have the money to just make it go away.
I would just request, could I smell where the goop came from? You know. could I be your goop smeller? All right. That's probably illegal to request that.
Yeah, the court would probably frown upon
he
that.
He just wants to sniff you.
Yeah.
Oh, you can ask your lawyer, and the lawyer can ask the judge, as long as you go through the proper
channels.
That's
right, yeah.
I don't think you'd get any contempt charges.
Is he allowed to sniff that once? Yeah. All right. And see if it smells like the candle.
Overruled.
Yeah. The whitest trial ever. I thought it was $300,000. Obviously, we all need that money, but he obviously is not as rich as her, obviously. But her fighting it must mean that she thinks she's in the right. That's the only way I'm thinking of it. And good for her if she thinks she's in the right. But she says she's countersuing for $1, which I thought was perfect. Because she knows she's got money.
Yeah. Like if it was even 10 million, I could see her fighting it.
Right.
But 300 grand is a drop in the bucket to somebody like that.
You would think she'd settle for 100, you know.
Yeah.
Get some Coldplay money in there. Her husband probably still pays her cash and her ex-husband, you know.
Did you see the story about that dude?
No, what's he doing now?
He was in some interview and he said I think Coldplay's going out on the road this year.
Oh, great.
And he said he's in the process of only eating one meal a day because he realized that Springsteen looked better than him.
Oh, really? Oh, good line.
He's like, he's 73 and he's in better shape than I am. I gotta figure this out.
That's a good line.
You know? And then there's been a bunch of people saying, hey, don't eat just one meal a day. That's probably not good for you.
He's just trying to lose weight, man. And then you will lose weight if you eat one meal a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's a crash course to lose weight. Good for him, you know?
Yeah.
I noticed, although, you know, it's hardly 50-50.
My sister and and her husband, they just saw Springsteen at Penn State.
Nice.
When I was home, yeah.
Nice.
But they said it was unbelievable.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I rode the chair with Hispanic people. Mm-hmm. I rode the chair with Black people. I hadn't seen many people of color. Now, granted, this is not a resort. You know, it's kind of a local ski area.
Right.
And
still skiing.
I rode the chair with a bunch of elderly people, 70s, 80s. One guy was 90.
Were you sitting beside some guy you thought was older than you and he was younger than you because you've done...
Oh, yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Was a 90-year-old dude like on a snowboard and heading for the half pipe to go catch some air?
No, he was just skiing like a 90-year-old.
He was tripping balls, though, the 90-year-old was on shrooms.
Yeah. He went full dosage shrooms.
But I want to be that guy.
Well, on shrooms?
You will be.
On
90-year gone shrimp someday, right? Yeah.
I still think that sounds a little bit dangerous. Even at the you just feel like you're floating. Yeah. I don't know, but you're also still flying down the mountain.
Yeah, even at 10 miles an hour, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah, that seems like you don't need to add any more danger into skiing.
Would you dose and ski?
No,
after your accident.
If I was
before your accident, probably would have. Yeah,
if I was experienced, if I knew what, but I haven't taken mushrooms in a long time, so I don't know how I would react. I wouldn't want to take them on the hill and then see what happens. I'd like to go back to town and see what happens.
Todd collides in the Gwyneth Paltrow. That'd be great. Next week, next time he goes skiing, she's out there.
Oh, she wouldn't be at the low rent hills he's at.
Oh, good point.
No, she wouldn't.
She would be staying at a motor hotel right next to him.
No. She would not be at the Commoner's Hill, which is still expensive as hell.
Yeah. She would be staying next to you with her car parked in front of the door of her motor hotel, which is a motel, by the way.
She doesn't ride the chair with the common folks.
Well, she probably has to.
She probably rides with her security people who ski with her.
Maybe.
Probably.
She probably has people with her.
Yeah.
All right, Joe writes us, my wife's childhood friend married Pink's brother, Jason. Pink's real name is Alicia Moore. Met Pink at the wedding, which was on one of the Florida Keys, Isla Mirada.
Cool, man.
She was very cool, funny. Anyway, she got naked and jumped in the pool at the end of the reception. The images burned into my eyes forever.
Yeah.
In a good way, I'm sure, man.
Yeah. I bet it would be.
Did he jump in? Did his wife catch him watching Pink naked?
I'm guessing everybody was watching Pink naked. If it was late at the reception and everybody was around the pool, somebody was getting naked, that draws all the eyes. Yeah.
Does the carpet match the bush? You know.
And then apparently if you go to X-Hamster, there's a video of her getting her nipples pierced. But this organization forbids access to websites in this category.
Yeah.
Oh, I can look at X-Hamster on my phone.
X-Hamster just put Alicia Moore, a.k.a. Pink, getting her nipples pierced. It's on the World Wide Web.
I got 2 minutes till I'm looking at that. Nick could be on his phone right now. You know, I got stuff I got to do over here. All right. Yeah, she's a sexy lady, man. That's cool. Yeah, because they're real people doing. I mean, they are real people.
Right.
I mean,
they do real people things.
They do show up at real people places. You know, a lot of times it's weddings. That happens a lot.
Well, and
relatives of wedding people, yep. You show up and somebody they know is famous, and they're family members. Yeah.
That story I was reading
probably
about.
Probably a ton of calls like that.
That story I was reading about Chris Martin from Coldplay, you know, and they talked about how he said, well, he'd gained a few pounds. And you scroll down and you show Chris Martin before he started dieting. And I went, that would be my goal.
Yeah, but he's always been a skinny rock star, man.
I know, but the picture they showed of him, he looked like he had maybe had, you know, 4 extra pounds on him. Oh, my God, you know. Well, he still looked pretty thin and pretty in shape.
He's always been skinny. I was saying, he doesn't have a big gut or anything, right?
No.
Okay.
No. No,
he's the kind of guy that wears the skinny jeans and could pull it
off.
And subject thousands to that music. Yeah. Willingly go to
grow
see
up,
that.
Buy a U2 album, man.
Absolutely. Just
grow up and buy a U2 album. Yeah, sorry, Coldplay's. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, they suck.
It sucks.
Yeah, they suck.
They do not rock.
They do not. Tyler Walsh will be here a little bit. We'll find out why him and Jason Regan were stopped by a cop, you know. We think it might have been a roadie, but we're not sure now. That came up earlier in the show.
Yeah. Tyler was driving.
Yeah. Well, that's right. So Regan was Nick has got some family stuff. He'll be back with us tomorrow, and we'll be back in just a second. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.